This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call and talk about anything you'd like to talk about here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brett.
When I say it's live, I mean it's live. Free Talk Live has done a live program every night for years. Mm-hmm. Years we've done it. Now, your station may be delay broadcasting the program, but we're here live every evening, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. So if you like Free Talk Live, you love listening, but your station delay broadcasts, not a problem. As a matter of fact, it's a benefit to you because you can call in between 7 and 10 and then listen to yourself later.
That's the best.
That is, it's always a surprise when it's like, whose voice is that? Boy, they don't sound like me at all. And then you find out it's you.
Yes.
There you go. So anyway, our normal main host, Ian Freeman, is, well, he's off someplace participating in the democratic process. I think it's some kind of city meeting thing.
That sounds frustrating.
No, and I'm sure it is. I participated a little bit today, and I can say frustration was high on the list of descriptors.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Indeed. So, but we're going to get right into show content here. If he has something he wants to say when he gets back, if he gets back, I don't know. I got no clue. But apparently, Brett, I mean, we know that the public school system full of miscreants, children that misbehave, they need discipline. And apparently there's one young man who you just can't do anything with some of these kids.
Yeah, this is an interesting story, and the theme here is zero tolerance, one that we've devoted quite a bit of time to on the show in the past. This is from Reason.com. The title is Kid Twirls a Pencil in Class. New Jersey threatens to take him from his dad and requires blood and urine testing. It's quite a title.
Yeah, it is.
All right. So,
I assume he was warned not to twirl the pencil. Come on.
No.
Okay.
All right. So there's a story, an interesting twist. In April, Ethan Chaplin was twirling his pencil in class when another kid, a bully, according to Chaplin, called out, "He's making gun motions. Send him to juvie," unquote.
Okay.
So now this zero tolerance thing, everybody knows about it, and it's basically like a joke or a threat. And, of course, unfortunately, also, too, it's something that teachers can hold over kids if they're having trouble controlling them, which is really unfortunate.
Yeah, I remember being that they had those child abuse hotline ads on the TV when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. This is back when we had, like, six channels.
Yeah.
And I remember saying at one point or another, just sort of laying down the law with the parents, is, look, things don't go my way. I could call that child abuse hotline.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I don't say anything nice about how I was as a kid. You know, I think I was a little brat who didn't realize how good I had it. But, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, like, it's a lever. It's using the government as a cudgel to get what you want.
Right, right. But also, you know, teaching, as I've said before, is a very obedient profession, right? So they might not even feel like they're doing anything wrong. They're doing the good thing to, you know, report something that winds up. And that's kind of what's going to happen here. So it starts with a joke. Some bully sees a kid twirling his pencil, and he says, "He's threatening me with gun motions." And it takes off from there.
Well, we don't know what the bully or this other individual was thinking, but...
Right. We only know Ethan Chaplin's description of him at this point.
Yeah.
But what's clear is it starts as a joke, even if it's kind of a cruel joke.
If Ethan is making pow-pow motions with his finger,
mm-hmm,
I think that we probably have gone too far Sending him to the office sounds like too much to me, but okay, I'll go with sending him to the principal's office.
Now, what if he was doing pow-pow motions with, like, I'm just trying to think of some of the incidents that I've heard about in the last couple of years. Chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Like with a, like a Pop-Tart?
Well, yeah, a kid had a chicken finger, and he was going pow-pow, with, like, making a gun motion with it.
Yeah.
I believe he was arrested. And these are little kids, too. This was not a middle schooler like Ethan.
Yeah, well, I think that once we're getting up to high school, like, what you're trying to do is socialize kids to not make gun motions, probably mostly males, you should probably start with the kindergarten teacher saying, Johnny, Ethan, we don't make gun motions because it makes some people uncomfortable.
Right.
And then for, you know, the first 6 years, all of elementary school. I guess it's up to fifth grade now. So the first 6 years of school, you do nothing except have the teacher say, that's inappropriate. We don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in in middle school, maybe you could have the teacher try to administer some kind of in-class punishment for the behavior. And then for high school, you could perhaps send them down to the office. This is assuming what you want to do is to socialize out the behavior.
But, the pow-pow. Yeah,
you know, the pow-pow behavior. But sending the kids to the cops is insane.
Right, right. Alright, so let's see what happened here. The 13-year-old was yanked out of school and thereby commenced his 15 minutes of fame as sites like Huffington Post as well as local cable news stations took up his cause, arguing that a suspension for pencil twirling was zero tolerance run amok. The Vernon Township School District's interim superintendent claimed Ethan had never been suspended but conceded he had been out of school for 2 days, telling the New Jersey Herald, quote, the story that we expelled or suspended a student is partially not true. We did exclude the student from attending until a proper psychological evaluation was done. And then it goes on to say, if a student demonstrates odd behaviors, non-conforming behaviors, pencil twirling and the pow-pow we spoke of already, it causes us to take a closer look, he told the newspaper. If a student gestures or demonstrates a behavior that could be construed as a threat to others in a classroom, that's also a trigger for us, unquote.
I saw a map of all the school shootings that had sort of occurred since Sandy Hook, and I was surprised at the number.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious these people are hypersensitive because of this.
Yeah.
But the idea that you're going to catch some student, I remember running around on the playground going pow pow. We actually had wars that we fought with sides and teams and took prisoners and the whole thing, the whole statist agenda. And somehow or another, the world spun on.
Yeah. Did you ever do machine? We had machine guns, I remember. Did you remember the machine gun sound where you would kind of spittle?
Yeah, some people, there's two different machine gun sounds. There's and I don't know if it's regional or why some kids go differently. But there's
okay.
That one that sounds like a sheep. Have you heard people implement that one?
No. Maybe that's not my region.
It might not be. And then there's the one that's sort of like trilling your R's from Spanish.
Through your teeth. Yeah. Those are the machine guns we had.
Well, I had, being from Sarasota, Florida, where cultures cross, we had kids that would use both of these different systems to, imitate a machine gun.
Well, that sounds like a terrible amount of confusion.
Somehow we managed on.
Machine guns versus sheep.
By the way, it was the North versus the South is how we set it up. So the people that were born regionally in the South were on the Confederate side, and the ones that were born regionally in the North were on the Union side.
So what was this, like a new Civil War?
Essentially, yeah.
Wow.
We use the picnic tables as prisons.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were Transformers. Like the I'm a few years younger than you, but we were the Transformers, and for some reason we had machine guns.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't see the Transformers wouldn't have machine guns, or at least rapid fire laser guns.
Yeah, well, Civil War reenactments sound much more dignified.
I don't think that we were like loading our muskets, though.
No, you had machine guns.
Right, you had machine guns.
New Civil War. All right, so we can pick this up in a few. There is more to the story.
Indeed. What do you think about kids getting suspended for finger motions and these sort of things? We have yet really to have a conversation with somebody who believes that this is legit. So, I mean, I'd love to hear the reasonable other side of this.
Absolutely.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Can education be separated from the state? Today, people go to college, do coursework, repeat what professors tell them, get degrees, and are issued official transcripts from state-approved institutions. These transcripts are given to potential employers as proof of coursework. In the future, people will learn online and obtain pseudonymous academic credentials associated with their Bitcoin address. That future is now. At mathgate.info, you can learn basic reasoning skills. Instead of getting a transcript associated with your name, you can obtain cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. Then, apply for jobs online using your Bitcoin address instead of your government-sanctioned name. Since mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously, you can be sure that you will not be discriminated against or shown favoritism due to your race, gender, political or religious views, and so on. There is only one factor by which you will be judged: your ability to reason. Be at the vanguard of separating education from the state by visiting mathgate.info.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-453. free. That's 855-450-3733. This live edition includes Mark
and Brett.
We are expecting Ian Freeman back at some point in the relatively near future, but I don't know. You know, whenever, wherever, he's going to show up. He's a free spirit like that.
I enjoy these shows that you and I do together. I think this is the third one when it's just been me and you.
Yeah, Ian, I guess Wednesday nights are a good bug-out night for Ian, huh?
It's nice with two people.
Well, it's good when we get the calls, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
I think the numbers, it actually can get crowded with two hosts when the calls are coming in.
Sure.
But I love it when the calls don't come in and there's three, so I think it's fine that way, too.
Yeah.
Are you proud that the premier anti-war site on the internet is run by libertarians? Well, it's time to do something about it, because between some government fines levied against antiwar.com a few years back, the death of some major donors, along with those who panicked after the revelation that the FBI was monitoring antiwar.com, they found themselves in a tight spot. They cut the staff in half over the past several years, and which has spread to the remaining staff very thin. Right now, the top folks are foregoing salaries. They're committed to keeping the website going. Are you? Now, I love antiwar.com because they provide the only news out there that is clearly, on the other side, because the fact is that it all seems so pro-war, and I love to get Andy War's stuff because they look at facts in a different fashion. So I love seeing them. If you've never been to the site, go check it out and see what you think about their reporting. But if you have been to the site, you likely know it. So, you know, what's up? They need your donation. Please go to antiwar.com and donate or call them today. They do take Bitcoins. In fact, they prefer Bitcoin. They call it the peace currency. It's antiwar.com/donate. Now's the time to act. Really. Right now. Antiwar.com. Let's go to Lot calling in from Michigan City. Lot, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Brothers, namaste. I would like to kind of, if you were to take every action done by individuals, and you could ultimately break them down into two categories, and simply put, it would be the
kind of people that drink water and the kind of people who drink Coke?
Everybody.
Okay.
Any and everybody's action. Ultimate action, right, in regards of how they affect with one another and how they affect with other people. You usually have the idea it is that you either service to self, so all of your actions are to service only your own personal needs, or you have service to others, where you're willing to offer the hand. I mean, like you guys would be service to others because you're on this radio show to provide information, to kind of open up ideas and to allow others to express themselves, however they feel, regardless of whether it's ultimate truth or not, whether we feel it's right or wrong, but you guys offer that ability. So you guys
for a second. Okay. You're not saying there's a clear line between the two, right? I see it much more as a Venn diagram. Like, obviously, well, I'm going to do things to serve self. I'm not here because I hate it, but the service that I'm doing is so valuable that I make a sacrifice, right?
Right. Well, okay, we'll take you in that perspective. It would be that you provide a great service to others. You are allowed to have service to self. And it's in regards of how you would interact with, I guess, other people would be more in particular of how your actions would be judged along one of those two lines. Because if you're, a person of ignorance, you would be more tend to service to yourself. And if somebody were to ask you to do something, you would be more inclined to do so knowing that there is something that's going to benefit you rather than just doing it because you have the opportunity and the time to do so.
Why are we using the word ignorance? I'm not sure why ignorance gets tied into service. Hold on a second. I'm not sure why ignorance gets tied into service to self. If you're not serving yourself and doing what's best for yourself first, I don't know how useful you are to other people.
Okay.
Agree or disagree?
Yeah.
Well, or just go on. But
well, so here's what I think, Lot. I think that you're putting an artificial distinction in the way.
Yes.
I believe that everybody, I believe it centers around ignorance, but the what the ignorant people don't know is that they, in fact, must serve others to be successful, that to get what they want, they must serve others. I don't. You know, like if you start out doing your service because you realize you have come to the conclusion that your life will be better if you serve others, then at some point or another, you'll just get used to the idea of service and you'll forget that that's the reason you're doing it because you'll be enjoying your really great life.
Well, of course.
So for me, that's really what it's about.
I would agree because the benefit that you're looking from, the aspect that you're looking from the service of others is because you are helping other people, you are being benefited. You feel benefited because you know that you're helping people. You're helping people in situations that they necessarily can't do themselves and they need just a little bit of confidence and a little bit of boost. And that would be classified as service to others. Maybe you're right. I was wrong in the sense of using the term ignorance. I guess there's not a word I can use to associate it properly, but
I think it was just it's just coming to these conclusions. You got to kind of think about this stuff, roll these ideas around in your head, and talk to other people and see what comes out of it. Now let me ask you this: if these ideas hold true, you'd think that humans are animals, right? We're primates. Why don't these rules work in the entire animal kingdom? How come grizzly bears males fight other grizzly bear males for territory? How come lions kill gazelles for food? How come they're not helping? How come helping doesn't work in the animal kingdom?
Because of our consciousness, because we have consciousness, because we are self-aware of ourselves. We are capable of becoming aware of ourselves. We are capable of becoming aware of what others are doing. We are of understanding of what this planet is doing. Whereas, say, our closest, I guess they would say, in scientifically, the closest relative is, a primate. And if you were to take a chimpanzee, and I think I've seen this in video, and I'm sure you can go on YouTube and find it. But they had an experiment where they took a child and they took a chimpanzee and they offered them the same test. And what it was is it was an L-shaped block. They had to put it upside down and have it face with the long part of the L on top, and they had it set to where the first set of blocks they did were completely squared off, so it would sit there. The next set of blocks they had, they shaved off a corner a little bit. Not necessarily noticeable to the naked eye, but enough to where when you set the block down, it didn't stay standing straight up. It kept tipping over. The child, looked at the block to observe why, whereas the chimpanzee did no such. He just kept trying to put the block up, and his main objective was to only put the block up, not to figure out why. What separates us is the ability to ask that question.
Interesting. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. That's 3733.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-3733. You can call in with whatever's on your mind. We've been talking this evening about a student that was suspended in New Jersey from a New Jersey public school for the dastardly crime of pencil twirling.
Yes.
It's just amazing once somebody levels a crime, levels a charge of crime, what happens? The idea was that this somebody claimed that the pencil twirling was in fact gun motions with a hand, like finger pow pow motions.
Yeah,
and that resulted in the kid being not suspended, according to the school, but not allowed back into school until he gets some kind of evaluation by a psychiatrist. So I mean, suspension's a sentence for an offense, whereas this is the period prior to the sentencing? I don't know exactly.
There's a whole process here that we're going to see unfold when we get back to it.
Indeed. So I've recently been using a product called My Magic Mud. It's a remedy for teeth that removes plaque and detoxifies the mouth of bacteria that cause cavities. And it's also a whitening product. It is all natural in that it's bentonite clay and activated charcoal. It's black. It's amazing to look at in your mouth. It's as you're brushing your teeth, you're used to seeing sort of white foamy stuff. It's black, watery stuff. And it's a powder, actually, and you just dip your toothbrush in there and go to work. My teeth were noticeably whiter after one application, completely devoid of stains after four.
Oh.
Yes.
How long does this take? Like a normal time of brushing teeth?
2 minutes, yeah.
That's normal teeth brushing time.
Right. My little Sonicare brush goes for 2 minutes, so I knew how long to do it.
Yes.
And but the thing is it makes my teeth feel slick, like just the after brushing slick all day. And so that's why I think that it really takes care of the bacteria, because that slickness is like dead bacteria, right?
Yeah.
Or living bacteria and dead bacteria, whatever it is, and the film. And so the film just doesn't come back. I brush with this every other day now, and it's amazing, this product. MyMagicMud.com. It was created by Jessica Armon, a liberty-loving homeschool mother of three. She'll be at Porkfest with us coming up here in a couple of weeks. There'll be jars on sale, but if you're not making it to Porkfest, go to MyMagicMud.com and buy it now. Believe me, first, before you go to the website, and you can listen to an interview with biological dentist Dr. Griffin Cole, and he explains a lot of the benefits of MyMagicMud. It's MyMagicMud.com, and it's a great product. I cannot recommend it more. I know a lot of our listeners have gotten it. People have already written back and said that they really love it, so... please, give it a shot. I think it'll change the way you brush your teeth. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Ty, calling in from Tennessee. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, guys. I've just got some questions here. It's kind of related to some topics that that Brett has covered on the School Sucks Project podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Going back again to the Thaddeus Russell and the non-aggression principle idea and the relation to property rights.
Mm-hmm.
I think that from listening to what he's talking about, I think that that his greatest challenge to this non-aggression principle is challenging the perceived sanctity of arbitrary rules based on property rights. Do you understand what I'm getting at with that?
Maybe you could say it in a different way. I'm having a little trouble. Yeah.
Okay. For instance, the weed smoking at the hotel.
Yeah.
There are some people in the liberty movement who would consider that an act of aggression, smoking weed. And I really don't think that's right.
Well, it's more complicated than that, right? Like, obviously, smoking weed is not an act of aggression. Smoking weed on somebody's legitimately obtained and owned property against their wishes or against, you know, the rules they've set down for that property would, even though aggression is, you know, such a strong word, it's certainly a violation, right? It's certainly...
yeah, it's a violation of their rules, but by the idea of rationality, which to me includes the idea of proportion,
mm-hmm.
you know, the most that they could do for somebody that violates their rules is send them away. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know, and when you talk about the non-aggression principle, I'm thinking of physical harm to person or property. And if that happens, then people have the right to protect themselves physically, protect their property physically. You know, it's in proportion to what the violation is. You
yeah.
understand what I'm getting at? And there's no real harm done in violating arbitrary rules on somebody's private property.
Yeah.
If that violates that person's rules, you know, that they have the power, rightful power, to remove that person from their premises.
Well,
that's the extent of it.
We're also having this conversation in a world, too, where it's very hard to achieve clarity because of the existence of the state, right? So does the hotel have a legitimate complaint? Now, this is skipping across all of the arguments about it not being, you know, legitimately owned property because it's government granted and they're a corporation. But if let's just say they do own the property legitimately, because the state does exist, do they have a right to forcefully remove people smoking pot, because smoking pot is against the law? Are they protecting themselves and their property by removing lawbreakers so they don't appear to be a haven for criminals?
I think there's a case for that. The main thing I'm trying to get at is I'm challenging some of the people who come across with the idea that smoking weed incident is actually a violation of the non-aggression principle, because it is not aggression. It is a violation of rules, arbitrary rules. I agree to that. It's you know, you can say it's wrong to do that, but there's no harm done. So I don't consider that an act of aggression or a violation of the non-aggression principle.
I'm with you. I think you guys have really parsed it out exactly right, that this is, in fact, a violation, not a violation of the non-aggression principle.
Absolutely. And just in case somebody's joining us from far away and they know none of what we're talking about, there was an incident at an event called Liberty Forum where some activists at this New Hampshire hotel were smoking marijuana in their hotel rooms. An author and a historian named Thaddeus Russell, who wrote a book called The Renegade History of the United States, came to the event, smelled the smoke, and made it like a central part of his speech, kind of valorizing this act, that this is how things actually change, you know, when people do what they want wherever they want. And it turned into a larger debate on my show because we talked about it being a property rights issue with the hotel. His claim is that a corporation like Hilton or whatever doesn't legitimately own property because it's a government-granted monopoly. And also tied to that might be...
Well, wait, a person could own a hotel, though.
Absolutely.
At that point, their rules would count, but the rules don't count for the corporation? That sounds...
I agree.
Sounds shifty.
I agree.
The part where I agree with Thaddeus Russell is where he says every... progressive revolutionary thing that's been done, like in the 60s with, you know, peace movements and grasping for words, but any kind of real progress would involve some sort of property rights issue, like violating rules, like,
yep,
blacks sitting at the front of the bus. You know,
right. The blacks weren't going to get to the front of the bus by asking over and over again, can I sit in the front of the bus?
That was a violation of property rights rules, but not a violation of the non-aggression principle.
I agree.
Yeah, I know that some municipalities had ordinances about where blacks would sit, and the buses had to abide by those. So at that point, it's not a property rights issue. It's the a business person that, if they want to operate, has to go by the rules that the city puts in place.
I think in both cases here, too, we're seeing examples of how government can use corporations. If there are corporations or companies getting favor from government, they can also use them as enforcers, right?
Ty, thank you for the call. And you can give us a call, too, at on Skype at lrn.fm is the username, or you can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
The first human mission to Mars barely averts disaster when a meteorite strikes the spacecraft, nearly destroying it. Too far from Earth to turn back, the 8-person crew desperately struggle to survive as they ride their crippled ship to the Red Planet. The future of human spaceflight hangs in the balance. Hugo Award-winning author Ben Bova and NASA scientist Les Johnson craft a thrilling white-knuckle ride with Rescue Mode. Available now at fine booksellers everywhere.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to
freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere, at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450 free.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Brett.
855-450-3733, and you can go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get a free pound of high-end, delicious BuzzBox coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. And the other thing about BuzzBox that's really unique is BuzzBox makes it possible for partners like Free Talk Live to offer a microloan for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. We're able to offer another microloan to help another family with a hand up out of poverty conditions into a better life. So you can drink the coffee you drink normally or get an upgrade to the coffee you drink by drinking a better coffee. But even if you drink high-end whatever coffee, you can drink the coffee you normally drink and help people around the world. I think it's a win-win-win, and that's why I got Free Talk Live involved with BuzzBox. It's coffee.freetalklive.com to get your free pound. You pay the shipping, and you'll sign up for a subscription to get the free pound. You can cancel that subscription at any time. Get your coffee, cancel the subscription if that's what you want to do. But I think you'll enjoy the coffee, and I think you'll want to continue getting it. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here. We've got James calling in from Paradise. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it seems to me like hardly a day passes without a progressive or so-called academic labeling Republicans and conservatives racist. And given the power of repetition, Mark, one consequence is that many dope smokers actually, especially young ones, believe that one side of the political spectrum, the right, is racist.
Yeah, I think it's a real problem that, as far as branding goes for the Republican Party, because I would agree with you, Whit, that absolutely. I mean, Herman Cain was running, was the front runner at, I can't remember what year it was, 2011, for the Republican Party nomination for about 3 weeks until he sort of slipped out, I guess, or whatever. And it's obvious to me that core Republicans are not racist. Yeah. They have principles that they believe in, and people who are lazy intellectually will go ahead and call them racist just for the purpose of, you know, making it easy. But I don't think that the difficulty is that black people know which party the Ku Klux Klan votes for, right?
I mean, I don't want to talk about the KKK. I actually called him to talk to Brett.
Oh, can I just, we can do that, James. Let me make one more point. Let me just make one more point before we go on to this other thing, because I know this is actually something that we talked about before, I think, when you were on the show. I talked about this conservative code language, and I think that's real. But I do think that there is something that really needs to be said for progressives who every time they can, every time they get an opportunity, try to dismiss whatever the issue is by claiming people are racist. And that is definitely a real problem, and it is absolutely a debate stopper. So I didn't want to make it seem like I was only on one side of that. I think this is more nuanced. I think both sides have their fault. Well, I mean, I think both sides are terrible, but both sides have their fault in this debate.
What Brett said on Free Talk Live, and both of you have gone off on at length. I wasn't implying that Mark is racist, nor did he need to go on a defense.
No one's going on a defense. It's a radio show, so we were trying to have a conversation.
You both spoke at length, and I barely said anything. I want to still have a chance to respond to your smear and lying about the right-wing radio and the so-called dog whistle that only dogs are supposed to be able to hear. Mm-hmm. And you doubled down on your smear of right-wing talk radio. Leave aside, you mentioned the most decent, honorable person I know on the public radio who has never, ever blown a dog whistle. But my point, Brett, is I would like, again, to respond to your doubling down on that smear.
Then respond.
Thank you, Mark, because I think you would have a bunch of examples. Speaking of afterbirthers, they're never been entertained, and no such discussion has ever been taken place on Dennis Prager's show about the so-called missing birth certificate. Now, I know to his great shame, Sean Hannity has, and if I ever met him, I'd verbally tear him apart limb by limb until he turned deaf white, literally, because I despise afterbirthers.
But what are afterbirthers?
Afterbirthers are the losers in search of Barack Obama's missing birth certificate. That's what I call them, afterbirthers. But you're the one that brought up the birthers last time on Free Talk Live, and I have yet to get to respond to it because this so-called dog whistle that has such power on the right-wing talk radio, you must be able to name a bunch of powerful politicians in Washington that actually believe that nonsense, since there's so much power and so many racists on right-wing talk radio, which is the allegation you made, and you have yet to back it up.
I was trying to say that there was more nuance to this. So I wonder what the whole birther thing is all about. And I've tried
name
to figure
all the politicians that bought into the birtherism. Please name them all. There must be a bunch of them, because I can only think of a couple, and they're white trash. They do exist. White trash does exist in the Republican Party, but it's insignificant, literally insignificant. But you must have a bunch of names, given the power of right-wing talk radio and this dog whistle that you said they blow.
You know, I don't listen to much right-wing talk radio, so...
I'm talking to you, Mark. I'm talking to Brett. I'm asking Brett a question.
All right. Listen, you can listen to what I have to say about this. This is what I believe. I believe that this was a trick that the Republicans stole from the Democrats. Okay?
I heard that. You don't need to repeat that nonsense about the evangelicals turned into the Republican, Reagan Republicans, all that BS, which it is. Name the politicians in Washington that are looking for Barack Obama's birth certificate that got elected because of the power of right-wing talk radio.
I think you're kind of like framing this whole debate in a way that you want. Like, you're really just kind of moving goalposts all around. Like, I didn't even... What's your real issue? I'm aside from the fact it's a new week and time for a new issue.
An academic who reads and listens to too much Noam Chomsky and that coward Zinn, and you've turned into a piece of pseudo-intellectual Eurotrash, literally.
You, my friend, are pseudo-intellectual Eurotrash.
Yep. you have a perverted sense of U.S. history, having been brainwashed by left-wing academics. No wonder
why.
Well,
I feel like I've escaped a lot of that. Like, I see where those guys were flawed. I mean, I'm not totally. I mean, that's where I came from. I was really like a left-wing guy one time, and it was a slow process out of that. Most people leave college and they gravitate to the left because they don't know anything. And
you know what the best way to get somebody to change their mind, though? The best way to get somebody, Whit, this is for you too. The best way to get somebody to change their mind is to vilify them and take their position and pound it into the ground. When they're right, you just stick it to them over and over again.
And then he can't back it up, Mark. Don't patronize me. Why don't you patronize Brett? Huh?
What am I?
It sounds to me like Brett can't name of the politicians you're looking at, but I don't know that he ever complained that he could.
To begin with. And he's not shameful of it. He's not ashamed of it because he's no longer.
The only one
Catholic.
That I ever heard do it was Donald Trump, but I don't pay that much attention
Donald
because
Trump. I agree
put,
with you. I'm Sean Hannity's show.
I have put this whole left-right paradigm thing behind me. I rarely listen to talk radio.
Yeah, I don't care about any of this. Like, I'm not going to defend Republicans.
You brought it up, Brett. You brought it up, and I asked you to back it up, and you can't.
I still stand by what I said. I still stand by what I said. But you're creating this criteria that means I'm backing it up, that I can name politicians in Washington that are influenced by talk radio?
I asked you to who bought in, who hears it and reacts to it. You can't name one person.
I think it's voters. I don't think it's politics.
Then why is the birther phenomenon a phenomenon? I mean, if nobody's saying it, then it wouldn't be a phenomenon. Clearly, people are saying it. They were talking about this birther thing again. And I've got to say, I think...
Like Jerome Corsi peddled dope and make money off it, just like Ian Freeman does. Okay? He's a dope dealer. That's why I call him so...
Is that an accusation? Because that sounds like libel to me.
Can we deal with one more thing?
Because
I don't think we're going to get to the bottom of this. About libel? Okay.
Yeah, he smears people. Dennis Prager, Rush Limbaugh, and Sean Hannity. Oh, really? Those are the three names he used about racist right-wing talk radio show hosts.
I didn't call them racist. I did not call them racist.
That.
I said they have...
No, you're only... right, of course. Check the case.
I love how you claim to be a libertarian and all you can do is defend
conservatives. I am a libertarian.
You're not a libertarian.
I am a
never have, never will be a libertarian.
I don't... Also, Mark, I don't think this guy is real. I think this is a prank, an ongoing prank call. I do not think this is a real person.
One.
I do not think this is a real person.
He's a dedicated pranker.
I think I heard him laugh once a few weeks ago. I think he broke character momentarily.
I can't say, but if you want to call in and stay in character, I suppose that's what you can do at 855-453 Free Talk Live.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog. And Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Lumber Liquidators low flooring prices just got even lower with the Buy More, Save More sale on now. Save $100, $300, even $500. The more you buy, the more you save on over 300 varieties of laminate, hardwood, and more. Save on striking and durable bamboo, including easy-to-install solid click strand bamboo for just $2.19 a square foot. That's 37% less than other flooring stores. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store nearest you. Plus, get special 15-month financing. But hurry, this sale ends June 17th.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.